This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
Swinging a drive, right field and deep. If it's fair, it's going to be a home run. It's gone. Kyle Tucker, a two-run homer to right. And it is now a 10-9 Dodger lead.
A 3-1 delivery.
High fly ball, deep left field. This is going to go. Gone. Cubs take the lead. Three-run home run by Seiya Suzuki. 11-8 Cubs here in the eighth.
Crow Armstrong swings, and it's a high fly ball deep down the right field line. This one is gone!
Grand slam home run! Pete Crow Armstrong! Cubs take the lead!
Love hearing the Cubs calls that are on 670 The Score. Whether it's Pat Hughes, Zach Zaidman, and Ron Coomer, this is Raheem Ian Harris on 670 The Score. And I cede the floor to the senator from Alabama, one Marshall Harris, who has a public service announcement.
Listen, this is going to be real quick and real simple. All-star voting has begun. It began on June 4th. It closes at 11 a.m. Central Time on July 2nd. That means you have roughly 3 weeks to get it together, Cubs fans. I see y'all at the ballpark. I see y'all hanging out. It's been real nice. Don't you want to see a little bit of your city, a little bit of yourselves at Truist Park in Atlanta when the All-Star game happens? If you want to see that, you need to be the change that you wish to see in the world.
Yeah!
How do you do that? You log on to the computer, your mobile device, your iPad, your Droid. I don't care about Green Bubble people. I love you just as much as Blue Bubble people.
Your BlackBerry, your Palm Pilot.
I don't know if BlackBerry still do their thing. But
Your Motorola flip phone, your Razr.
I don't know that you can get in with a Motorola flip phone either.
Your Nokia 8820.
Hey, those Razrs are back. They are a thing.
Can you get online and vote for the MLB All-Star Game? I'm not sure.
Your Primeco phone.
But you need to go and you need to vote. You get 5 votes per day. Because here's the problem. People talk about wanting all-stars, but it's not like the olden days where you used to go to the ballpark and fill out the ballot by hand. And hey, if you had a really good season, you were more likely to get starters at positions in the all-star game because you were just filling out more. Now anyone can do it from anywhere in the world.
In the world. So think guys, about how many people are in the world.
So now guys like PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong, who I know has a strong contingent of support from the Japanese fan base, he's getting the votes. He's exciting for everyone, not just Cubs fans. But there's an argument to be made that maybe the Cubs should have not one, not two. Yes, I'm talking about you, Kyle Tucker. But 3 all-stars from the outfield, because it's up to you to just fill out the ballot. Go down the list. Vote in all your favorite Cubs, whether it's the left fielder Ian Happ, whether it's the shortstop Dansby Swanson, the second baseman Nico Horner, perhaps the first baseman Michael Bush. And if you want to get really crazy, Carson Kelly, yeah, your OPS is still over 800. This is good. Vote for him too. DH, Seiya Suzuki. Give him some love. Go up and down. Load your ballot with Cubs. And understand that there's two phases to this voting. Between now and June 26th, the top three players for the outfield you can vote for, you can vote up to five times every 24 hours until that deadline. But then phase two begins. That's where you get the top two vote getters at each position from phase one. That means if you just finish in the top two, now everybody gets to vote on your guys, but you got to get them in the top two.
Listen, it's very rare we get to rig anything anymore. That doesn't happen at the you and me level. That happens at other levels like Congress and billionaires and such. We don't get to fix voting. So I think this is our time. This is our time to vote early and often.
That's the old Chicago motto, right? Vote early and vote often. Usually that's considered illegal. But in this case, this is how you win.
It's legal. So why don't we do something about it? And why don't we add some massive bias in the All-Star voting?
I just voted for every Cubs starter while you were giving that speech, Marshall.
How easy was it?
Very easy.
Will you raise awareness, Ray, and tell us how easy it was?
It was so easy. You just go to MLB.com and you find the link right there. And I literally took me less than 30 seconds to vote for every Cubs starter. And I'm going to do it again a second time right now.
He's going to do it again.
And not just a second time. He'll do it a third time. He'll do it a fourth time. He'll do it a fifth time.
Yes, 224. You can also vote for the White Sox. At this point, one of the closest people to God probably is. The Pope can vote for the White Sox in the All-Star game because the voting is worldwide. You too can do the same thing.
Unfortunate part about that White Sox thing is that you're not going to get...
Just try. You can. We might as well. 708, you missed your palm trio. Take that missing feeling and turn it into effort. But you're right. We should be voting early and often. The Cubs used to be a major mover when it came to All-Star voting. But remember when the Royals were? We're like, how on earth are so many Royals in this All-Star discussion when it's like 2016? It might have been 2016, actually, when I'm thinking about
it. It's called a dedicated fan base is what it's called.
Dedicated fan base.
So like if you're more than just, I'm going to go grab some beers in Wrigleyville, if you're more than that level of a Cubs fan, vote again, 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 and the fifth time again. Do it. And do it every day between now and that first deadline, which is June 26th.
Realistically, I wonder, though, with the talent level in the National League, based on the Dodgers voting, if Kyle Tucker would even get into a two-man outfield conversation with Pete Crow Armstrong. I think PCA probably gets voted in. But the real question is, what is everybody else getting? DH? Seiya Suzuki has an argument, but you're also facing the voting base that has Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, it's problematic. So for outfield, you know, I told you it was the top two vote getters at each position in that phase two voting. It's the top six vote getters in phase two in the outfield. So the top six outfield vote getters from phase one move on. And then the top three from that group of six become the starters in the National League and the American League, respectively.
The weirder part is if fans don't actually do their part now, you might be looking at only one Cub representing the Cubs in the All-Star game because of how solid the National League is.
I'll tell you this. I don't think they're getting a pitcher. The way it works is each All-Star team gets 32 players. That's 20 position players, 12 pitchers, and at least three relievers. Okay? Got that? I don't think anybody from this Cubs bullpen is making those three relievers.
You can make the argument for them. You can make the argument for some sort of combination of Palm Kel Flexen.
So I was going to say, like, what if we had a rallying cry? Like, we created a movement where we got a player, let's say Drew Pomeranz.
Flex Kellens.
To the All-Star game. We put our mob to get Drew Pomeranz to the All-Star game.
I think it's interesting and nice, but...
Like a player that's not deserving of it, but it's just like, wait a minute, why is Drew Pomeranz so high in the voting?
The problem
why is
with
he
that,
not? They did that with John Scott in the All-Star game in the NHL, you know that.
Or like with Zaza Pachulia one year when he was voted in. They
guys,
had to
I love you.
To go.
You know I love you, right? but we don't get to vote on pitchers. We only get to vote on position players.
Scratch that. I don't think we should vote for Drew Pomeranz, okay? He doesn't deserve it.
I was just going to argue on the basis of stats that I think he actually does deserve consideration. His ERA is still zero.
Yeah. And you know what? Unlike a lot of those other ERA zero guys that are in the bullpen, he's made two starts this year. I mean, he didn't pitch past the first inning, but you get the general idea.
If you really love Chase Mydroth, you should vote for him. I'm just going to also throw that out there. I don't think it has to be localized to just the Cubs. But when you consider that as much as they've been successful, and some of the runs that Kyle Tucker and Pico Armstrong and even Say Suzuki have been on, when you look at the possible All-Star starters, at least, it is a pretty stacked group in the National League. And I say that as an understatement.
Do you believe the Cubs deserve three All-Stars? That is the question that I put before you right now, Leila Rahimi.
As in, they're the best in the National League, three All-Stars?
As in, three? Do you think there are three players on the Cubs right now who should be representatives in the National League, for the National League, at the Major League All-Star game in Atlanta?
I have one no-doubter right now, and it's PCA.
You can't give me a second.
I think Kyle Tucker should be.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, all right. Should is in. So I will say it's PCA and Kyle Tucker.
But you can't give me a third.
It would be Seiya Suzuki for me.
Okay.
And I don't think, there's no way, because of the DH position, there's no way he's beating out Shohei Ohtani. Not in the fan vote, not in the real application. That's not offense to Seiya Suzuki. That's just the fact that Shohei Ohtani is who he is. And by the way, you know who we probably should acknowledge in this? Former Cub? Kyle Schwarber.
Yes, he's also a DH.
21 home runs now on the season. And Shohei, last I checked, had 23.
So you're saying Seiya can't make it? Because he doesn't have a position. And DH is going to be the top two.
But it doesn't matter. You know what I want to have happen? The fans rig the voting so that way I can vote for more Cubs.
It's happened before. It can happen again. And the advantage that the Cubs have, even though we're talking about the Dodgers fan base and the New York Mets fan base for that matter, markets that are larger than Chicago, is that they have a chance here to go ahead and get an internet run. I don't know that the Dodgers and the Mets are going to have the type of... Actually, I know the Dodgers
I don't know what kind
internet
of internet they have in California. Actually, I do. I go there a lot. But that's not the point here. The point is, you've got to beat them with your mouse.
This is about voter turnout.
I need the keyboard warriors here to do something productive for once and actually put some positivity into their actions.
My fellow Americans.
Pretty much it. But it gets a lot easier for all of us if you do the right thing and do the wrong thing first. In some cases.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris here on 670 The Score. We are discussing the All-Star game. All-Star voting has been open for 8 days now. Have you voted for your favorite players on the Cubs? Do you want to see a Cub representation that's more than just PCA in Atlanta?
Yeah, 630, you're right. Nico does lead the league in defensive stats, and we shouldn't sleep on him, and that's why you should vote for him too.
Hey, go around the horn with it.
I just think Ketel Marte probably has a really good stronghold on it. Don't let the West Coast and the East Coast biases get you. And here's the other part of this. Do you know how much more difficult it makes Cubs ownership's jobs when you vote somebody in as an all-star who maybe, say, is up in a contract year? That's just another stat you can add to the value of that person, Kyle Tucker, to the fan base, and also to the all-star list.
I believe Kyle Tucker will be named an all-star whether the fans vote him in or not, but he should be voted in as a starter if you're a real fan base doing real fan base things.
Yeah.
The challenge has been put out there. It has been set straight forward. I gave you all a week to do this on your own. Didn't hear a lot of buzz, so I said, let's address this.
I don't think there was a lot of buzz.
I'm the one who said Nico Horner should be an all-star. But you're going to have to vote him in because he ain't getting in on his own because there's too many other teams that get to have one all-star and their best position player could be second base.
And then they're also watching their division all the time. So if you're the LA Dodgers fans voting for, say, Shohei, then you're like, oh, second base, Ketel Marte, yeah, he's been really good. Yeah, he might get my vote as a ball knower. I get that, but I need you to know more ball, and I need you to know more voting, and try to outvote them.
I feel like this is the no ball show.
Or is it the all ball show? Depends on how you look at it.
Know all the balls. Is that fair to say?
I don't know that I can speak to that. 312-644-6767 if you want to call in and have some fun with this on the score. There are a lot of people who are having fun with this on our text line. In 2005, the internet voted in Scott Pitsenik of the White Sox. Thanks, internet! That's important.
Was that part of the Final Five thing where you had the five players and you vote one in from the Final Five?
I'm not going to lie. In 2005, I was in a tiny news market that did not even have broadband, so I'm not sure what the internet was doing at the time because we didn't have a lot of it.
Yeah, that might have
been. And I was working in news.
That might have been back when they were actually just voting.
Really allow women to do sports in a lot of those small town TV markets, and I wish I was kidding.
This would be easier with the paper ballots, maybe, but maybe not because Dodgers fill up their stadium as well, and they can hold a whole lot more people at Dodger Stadium than the Cubs can at Wrigley Field.
I feel like Dodger Stadium holds 500 million people.
When
it's full,
it's not.
Have you ever been in the outfield and looked at the four decks? It'll make you feel small.
Here's what I'll tell you. Dodger Stadium, it holds 56,000.
That's not even a real number. That's like basically Soldier Field.
Wow.
Soldier Field holds 64.
Wrigley Field, official capacity, 41,649. That's 15,000 more people, basically. Or 14 and a half.
Soldier Field is 62,500. I thought it was 64. I think that might be for like concerts and stuff.
Someone on the Twitch mob had a great comment. Do you think the Pope voted for Scotty Pasennik in 2005?
Absolutely.
Pope Bob, did you have internet in 2005? And if so, did you vote for Scott Pasennik?
That's I miss the old ways. The old ways are fantastic because you just went to the game and you got a paper ballot and you filled it out and you gave it to the usher and you voted, or they had the little boxes you drop it in.
What if you live a long ways away from the game and you watch baseball, but there's no way for you to be represented? I'm going to vote for every time that happened. That's a million times.
I don't think you have a million votes. You don't have enough days to get a million votes in.
I come from a long line of electrical engineers and whatnot. We'll figure it out.
Oh, so you're ready to cheat. It's one thing to rig the vote. It's another thing to cheat.
Is it cheating or is it just using a lot of IP addresses? Your choice.
Oh, you can vote from your work email. You can vote for the non-spam email personal. You can vote for the actual email that you use and give to. Like I have, how many emails do you have?
Three.
So you can vote 15 times a day.
There it is.
Why do you have three?
I just do.
One is for work?
One was like the one I created at 19, which I still use mostly. One was the like more professional personal email address, but it doesn't matter because I still get prospective employers the one I made at 19, and they just kind of look at me, and then I'm like, why didn't I get this job? And then one is the work one.
I'm not even going to ask. Based on what you just said, I'm not going to ask what the name of the...
you know it.
Do I?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to check that on my latest sent emails. But the bottom line is this. You can make up as many emails as you want. Go to gmail.com and just create, add another account. Get that thing up to 5 accounts, and then you can vote 25 times a day, because I know my times tables.
OzzyZapillo1@gmail.com. OzzyZapillo2@gmail.com. ChrisEmma3@gmail.com. Wait.
Chris might actually use ChrisEmma3@gmail.com. So
also, there's a lot of Layla Rahimi's. Don't go finding a Layla Rahimi email address out there and think it's mine. I get contacted for the model all the time, and I'm like, yeah, that's not me.
Okay, so we got this from 630. I want you to know I really like both of you. You're two of my favorite broadcasters. However, what happened to voting for the person who deserves the honor? Why are you just voting for all Cubs or all Sox when, in fact, there's other players and other teams that have had better years?
Well, why don't you listen? Because we talked about a lot of those people on this very segment.
I'll say this. Here's why. Because the All-Star game is for the fans. And if my fan base is better than your fan base and more active, we should get to see our players play in the big game. That's how that works.
You want to bring facts into this conversation?
I don't think
you want to bring integrity? Do you?
But for the rest
of us who need something around here, I'm going to do what is allowed.
I don't think we are lacking integrity or honor or any of the things you just mentioned, Layla, by saying vote for who you want to see.
I think that person's yelling at a cloud.
Is it the...
I yell at digital clouds, and I use them for email addresses.
I just think the Cubs fans have a chance to make a statement here. And if you wanted to like show Kyle Tucker what playing in Chicago is like, make that man an NL All-Star starter.
Also, just help Jed Hoyer out. That way you can be like, also, Tom, he was an All-Star. Snap.
But like,
I don't know that Jed Hoyer would snap. Maybe that's something I added on my own.
If we're talking about love letters that fans can write to their players that they want to impress, maybe, I don't know, convinced to stay here beyond this season, what better way than say the Cubs voters came out and put Kyle Tucker into the conversation by just getting him into phase two as one of the top six vote getters. And then once that happens, he'll see, oh, they voted me in the top six. And then you can really flex your muscle as a fan base and be like, not only did we do that, we got him in the top three at the end of the day. He was an all-star starter on the strength of Cubs fans.
And then I'll be like, wow, Jed, isn't that really neat that Kyle Tucker was voted in by so many Cubs fans? Isn't that cool how much he means to a fan base after only being here for a short amount of time, almost like the team should sign him to a contract?
Listen, I'm just trying to help. I'm trying to help people who want to see Kyle Tucker continue to play in the city. But hey, if you ain't with that, I get it. I understand. You know what I'm with? I'm with some help in the studio. Maybe Gabe has thoughts on this.
Gabe Ramirez tends to bring a little more perspective and skill set.
No, we're not giving him that kind of credit. We're not giving him that kind of credit. He's a meatball, too.
He is. I know Gabe's.
You ever heard his Bulls takes?
or his White Sox takes? We got a lot to talk about Gabe Ramirez with. We also know you like him. So for all of those reasons, our All-Star is coming on next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Mi gente, that means my people. Hasta la próxima, that means until next time. I am Gabe Ramirez, and this is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We love having Gabe Ramirez on. We know you love him, too. That is why he's here on Raheemi and Harris on 670 The Score. He's the people's champion. He's everywhere. He's Gabe Ramirez of many talents. He's a Gabe of all season. Let's go. Host at B96. Host at CHSN. In-stadium host for the Chicago Fire. Appears on Fox 32 for the Bears as well. There's a reason you've got so many gigs, Gabe.
Don't forget,
man in demand.
Marquee Sports Network, host of Inside the Fire.
Did I tell you about the time I saw you on two different networks at the same time?
No, you didn't.
It was the Chicago Lead was airing at the same time as Inside the Fire, and I was like, no.
Don't. Well, hey, why are we keeping it quiet?
Worked at Marquee. Worked at CHSA.
Okay, good.
No, team, you're amongst friends on Team Side Hustle.
Yes, this is the group to be. This group right here, we know how to work hard. I can say that for sure.
Some days I do, some days I don't, you know.
Closed mouths don't get fed on the boulevard.
Yeah. Well, you got to do that because I got two kids, one on the way, so I need as many jobs as possible to pay for all of them. You
know? I'm trying to save up so that I could one day afford to have kids.
Oh, I thought you were going to say so you can buy my kids some stuff.
No. I mean, I would gladly chip in for them. Small things, though, not big things.
I got the diaper party invite for you in my back pocket, so you'll be good.
I guess we want to get started with this whole White Sox 78 situation. The Fire are already there. You beautiful job interviewing the powers that be for the Chicago Fire, yeah. Talking about how they called dibs, so to speak, on that. But then we understand that that doesn't mean that it's been ruled out as a possibility. Brooks Boyer, this is from last Saturday's Inside the Clubhouse, talking about if there is enough room for both the Fire and the White Sox.
No, I don't think so. I don't think – well, first of all, let me answer the first question first. When you look at a 62-acre parcel like that and the Fire are going to build a beautiful stadium on 9 acres, you know, there's plenty of room for a lot of things that can happen. You look at and I don't know if you've had the chance to be down to Atlanta, you know, that's the Battery is a very similar sized parcel of land. Yeah, and certainly you could fit multiple things on there. You look at places like Dallas that have two stadiums right next to each other, Kansas City. You know, certainly there's some economies of scale that you can have when it comes to parking and things like that that are ultimately in the best interest of the fans. Those type of things can work. So yes, those can. Certainly two stadiums could fit on that property. And you know, as far as where the stadiums go, I don't think it matters as long as fans can get in and out of there and enjoy their games or their events.
So I appreciate Brooks Boyer adding some context to it because I think there were a lot of people who thought maybe it would mean that because the Fire's stadium that's only expected to seat about 22,000, obviously that may change with time, could have room for Gabe's White Sox. I know who you cheer for.
Yes.
And that's something that we discussed. What do you think when you hear that?
Yeah, I think, first of all, shout out Brooks, right? He's such a cool dude. He gets it, right? He understands it. I love being able to talk to him when I get to see him around the park. And so, I mean, what he's saying is just very true, right? I said it on Fox on Sunday when I was on Chicago Sports Tonight with David Hall and Luke Kanellis and Herb Howard. I was like, in Chicago, now, Marshall, I know you never drive your car and you leave it in a nice parked heated garage. But in Chicago, dibs, you know, if you see like a chair holding a spot, you can move it just a little bit so that way your car can fit there. You know, so even though the Fire called dibs on the 78, I mean, there's still room. You heard Related Midwest give that statement right after the Fire announced it. So the possibility is there. And if Brooks Boyer is saying it, then you have to add some more truth to that statement.
I just want to clear up. I park outside. I just want people to get, oh,
where's your car right now?
It's outside. It's in a parking structure at my apartment.
I will also say that apparently Chicago dibs is different from Philly dibs.
Oh, where Philly dibs, they'll fight you.
Something a half inch, your car ain't going to be there in the same condition it was when you parked it.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love the idea. And like as a Chicagoan, right, and as a fan of both of these teams, it's cool to me to think in a city like Chicago that is congested, that you can find a bit of land, a parcel that you can put both of these stadiums on. To me, that's just cool when you're thinking about the future of the city.
Okay, so I want to know, be real with me here.
Okay.
How do you feel about the White Sox right now overall? And are
the
you
team?
More Yeah, like, okay. Are you more down? I'm talking to Gabe Ramirez, the sports fan.
I'm here.
Are you more down about where they are right now, or more down about your other team, the one that plays that sport that you play, basketball?
I'm more down about the Bulls. I'll say that because I had this conversation. Somebody asked me, he said, do you think the Bulls will win another championship in your lifetime? And I said, I think the White Sox have a better opportunity to win a World Series before the Bulls do, just because it's so superstar driven.
Is this before Justin Ishbia guy stepped into the picture, or you were believing that before?
Yeah, I think just when you're looking at Major League Baseball as a whole, when you're looking at teams that can put together some gamers, get a 1-2 starter in there that can push you and carry you throughout the playoffs, that's more likely than a 1-8 average guy team that's going to get you to an NBA championship. You need a superstar, and the Bulls over the last 20 years have found it extremely difficult to come across a superstar.
You're looking at me,
yeah,
Marshall.
Yeah, what's going on?
I want to hear your evaluation. What he said, because they had a guy, Derrick Rose.
Injury happened, and if he hadn't gotten injured, we probably would have won a championship.
I mean, when you consider what the Eastern Conference was at that time, the concept of even making it to the finals was highly likely, right?
Yeah,
like with that talent, with that group, you're the likelihood of that Bulls team making it to the finals with a healthy D. Rose, I think, is not a far-fetched thought
at all. And how confident are you guys that the Bulls can get back to that, right? Like, to recreate something like that or what happened in the 90s, it just seems like a far-off concept.
It's twofold. Like, what's the likelihood of them getting a top five pick? That's one.
Yeah.
What's the likelihood of them not doing something like, I don't know, drafting Patrick Williams with that top five pick?
That one hurt.
Did you guys see that? Or then also doubling down and giving another contract when
it's
you
hard.
Don't know that he's proven.
And against no other bidders.
That's the part that I think the Bulls have said. And, I know you've talked to Casey on the lead about mm-hmm. this, on the Chicago lead on CHSN, about the Bulls not wanting to do that again. They don't want to bid against themselves. They're up against that now with Josh Giddey as to whether or not they make that decision.
Yeah, I think they've had a couple of those instances over the last couple of years, right? It started with Zach LaVine as to whether or not you should give him that max contract. Then you fell into it with Patrick Williams. And again, I think it's tough, right? When you're a GM and you have that prized pick where if it's Ryan Poles, it's Velus Jones Jr. If it's Arturis Karnisovas, it's Patrick Williams.
You really said Velus Jones Jr. in that. You just
and Patrick
in.
Williams in the same thing. I was calling Pat Will, and no, sorry, Pat, but I was calling them Velus Jones, and people were like, nah, come on, Gabe, it's not that. And then all of a sudden, people started getting on board because they saw the results weren't there. No shade at Pat, but it's just about, what we expect from you as a player. So they're in that situation again when it comes to Josh Giddey, but the difference is, right, the market gets to dictate that number, right, as opposed to you coming in with a dollar amount.
You're talking about who?
Josh Giddey.
Is that what they did with Patrick Williams? Because last time I checked, the market didn't dictate anything.
That's what I said. The difference here is that the market gets to dictate what Josh Giddey makes, as opposed to Pat Will, where they came in with what they were going to do.
It's the same exact situation. They could just say, we don't want to deal with the market, and we're going to pay you all this money.
There is a much bigger market for Josh Giddey.
Yeah, but they won't do that. They won't do that this time. Or at least, please, God, I hope they don't do that, right?
Well, why are you so sure?
Because they made the mistake. You're not going to do it again, right, guys?
They made the mistake of trying to get to the play-in again and again and again, when they should have just sold off everything for assets and been able to make trades.
You didn't know Trey Jones is going to come in trying to ball out. You know Kevin Herter was going to like play right, and that Zach Collins is going to come in and be a serviceable backup.
This is what I was talking about, Layla.
They come in and
do
that. I
think they made that trade with that in mind, actually.
See, I don't think so.
I don't think they made that trade to flip those guys when you think about how they prioritize players with experience like this.
But let's not forget, when that trade happened, everybody started sitting out more. I'm talking about the main starters, right? Like Alonzo or Vooch. Like, they were letting guys sit out in hopes that this team that had never played together would probably falter against top-tier teams in the NBA night in and night out. But the Incredibles, the best dinner theater that people talk about, they came in, you play hard. You want to know why you play hard? You want to know why these guys play hard? Because the stadium is packed, and you want to play well against people like that, because people are cheering when you make a bucket. So in the fourth quarter, things get serious. Like, this is what happens in Chicago. We love our players. They feel – Kevin Herter hasn't felt love in 15 years since his mom hugged him.
And now he comes Mr. to Basketball New York.
That's what I'm saying. Atlanta, Sacramento, those teams didn't love him. Then he comes to Chicago, he knocks down a couple threes, and everybody's like, hey, you know what? Kevin Herter could shoot. Damn, maybe he can be a guy that, you know, like you start saying those
things.
You're
making us sound very uneducated about the sport of bet. Remember how we said this is the no ball show? This sounds more like the don't know ball show when he says it like that in terms of
the fan base.
The fan base, the fan base, if they were smart, would sign up for a rebuilding year. We're here on Raheemy and Harris talking with Gabe Ramirez, number one rah-rah meatball guy here on 670 The Score.
I think he's right, though, when it comes to the homer heart that you have and how we overvalue people as a collective here.
Yes.
And because there's so many people who are sports fans here, we all get on board with a lot of people.
We say it all the time.
We raise their value.
It's regardless of who it is. It could be the punter. They could be the punter you're thinking he's going to make the Hall of Fame now. It could be Ryan Hippolyte that you're saying, oh, starting linebacker in a couple years. Whoever it is, you think that that guy is going to be the difference maker for your team, and you treat him as such, but then the trade-off doesn't happen. The player doesn't perform the way he's supposed to for the amount of love that we're giving him. And then we end up on talk radio calling 670 The Score, complaining and having two sides of the argument. Is Justin Fields an amazing player or not?
Ooh,
at least he got the bag.
Yeah,
true. At least he got the bag with the Jets. He did his part.
How much would you pay Josh Giddey? Straight up. What are you willing to pay him?
If it were me and I was an executive, I would treat him like, you know, back in the day when I was single, I'd like not pay attention to you. You know, not pay attention to you. Go ahead, figure yourself out. And then when you realize that there's nothing out there for you, then you can come back home.
Ooh.
That's how I would treat Josh Giddey. I wouldn't court him and give him money and say, I got you, Papa. Don't worry about it. No, absolutely not. I am going to pretend like you are a non-factor for me. I'm going to let some team give you nothing so you can see I'm going to give you a little bit more than nothing. That's how I'm going to pay Josh Giddey. Me, personally, if I was an executive, not Gabe the fan, Gabe the executive.
But also, Arturis Karnashov is never, ever going to do what Gabe just described.
I don't know. I think if they break camp from what their original decision-making process was with, say, Patrick Williams' contract, like KC indicated they were going to do, then that would be a change. Like, that would be an actual process change. That would be something that we would see differently. I think the bigger question is whether or not they think that they can lose him.
Yeah.
And thusly replace him. I think that's the bigger part of it for them with that decision.
Well, let me ask you this quick question then. Do you think when they made the trade for Josh Giddey that they felt he was going to be a part of their future?
Absolutely. Okay, that's why they did it. They were like, we don't want assets. We want actual players because players are good. And he's young and he has all this potential.
Gabe, I know you're on B96 right now.
Yes,
I love when
literally
we can,
right now.
We can have, yeah, we're taking you away from your job. But I do want to point out, big weekend for many, many parts of the city. It's also Puerto Rican Festival weekend, isn't it?
That's right. Humble Park. Shout out to all my people heading down there. Today's the first day. So make sure you get out there. Saturday's the parade right down Paseo Boricua on Division Avenue. And then Sunday, obviously, Father's Day.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, I know sometimes you're involved with the parade. So I figured I would mention that because Gabe is everywhere.
Appreciate
and I've got to acknowledge you being everywhere.
Yeah. Omnipresent, just like his sports takes.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to his Chicago teams.
What's your TV next project or where are you on TV next?
Yeah. You know, you can always catch me on Marquee. They rotate Inside the Fire as often as possible.
It's so usually check after that Cubs post game.
It really is. And then CHSN, I'll be on there for the next like month straight. So make sure you check me on there as well.
Awesome.
That man is busy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Gabe Ramirez.
Gotta get back to B96. I gotta get out of here.
And you can hear him on B96 right now. We have more coming up here on Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score. What did you call this? The most self-aware anybody has ever been in sports?
Yeah, athletes who know, hey, maybe you shouldn't bet on me, and telling their fans to stop betting on them. That's self-awareness right there, because that means you're not ready to bet on yourself.
There it is. That is next, and it is even more funny than we have made it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Score.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Call him out right now. Call him out. Call him out.
Robbie Triano on Twitch, because he can't say it to our faces, just says to either rile up the Twitch mob or us that Giddy is Australian Magic Johnson, really?
Yeah, exactly.
He left the word Timu out of that.
Apparently it's Temu.
Is it really?
No, yeah, that's not what I've learned.
I don't think
it's Timu to me.
Never mind.
The Cubs open their series against the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at Wrigley Field. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score and the free Odyssey app. And by the way, speaking of that Pirates series, join me, Layla Rahimi, and Marshall Harris tomorrow at Gallagher Way for a special live broadcast from 10 a.m. to 12:45. We get you ready for Game 2 of Cubs and Pirates with Pittsburgh ace Paul Skeens on the mound going up against Cade Horton. Boomer. We'll be joined by Cubs President of Business Operations, Crane Kenny, and we will have surprises along the way. Should be a lot of fun.
It's okay if you haven't gotten to Lindenhurst yet, but you still have time to get there. Join The Score's Mark Grody and Rami Makhlouf for a special broadcast at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar. That's 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst. That's today from about 10 minutes from now till 6 p.m., Bulls Radio Network analyst and three-time NBA champion Bill Winnington will make a special appearance from 4 to 6 p.m. Take in the first round action from Oakmont, and while you're on site, download and fund the Circa Sports Illinois app to receive a matchback incentive up to $500 directly into your account. Plus, take your swing at $5,000 with a hole-in-one contest from the Lynx.
All right, so I love how you put this in our group thread when you said this is extreme self-awareness.
Yes, it is. So Gil Monfils, famous tennis player, some would call him a has-been, but he's still out here doing it. He's doing big things.
At 38 years old.
He had a message after he was knocked out of the French Open by a younger player to people who let him know that he had lost them money because they had bet on him to win. Listen to what Gil Monfils, a very self-aware individual, had to say to anyone who was not bright enough to bet on him.
Hey guys, it's not a financial advice, but really, you still betting on me? First tournament on grass? I play Alex Mikkelsen, 20 years old, 35 in a world, and you want to bet on me? You write in that I'm I know I'm we both know I'm and you still bet on me? Who is the dumbest between you and me, to be honest? No, come on.
How can you not love Gil Monfils letting you know what it is and what it ain't? More importantly, he let you know what it ain't.
There's something about sarcasm in the French accent, especially, that just makes it that much more powerful. Like, you already knew how it was going to sound in your head. Like, I was reading it with a French accent silently in my head, saying, like it was going to sound like that. And then it did. It paid off in such a glorious way. Also, Malfice is right. What is that person doing? And why are they harassing him about it? That was the best attitude ever toward this.
You still betting on me?
Please tell me we are keeping all of that audio. Tanny is the audio master here. Tanny, can we keep that audio?
Also, I said...
Okay, he's not
he signed
yes.
off, yes.
I said French Open, but I meant the Boss Open. So it was not the major. It was the Boss Open in Stuttgart.
Well, he pointed out the grass surface.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, oh, maybe it wasn't the French Open. I didn't hear that the first time I heard it.
You're still betting on me?
I was too busy laughing. And he's not the only one who has messages for gamblers. You got to hear what Scottie Scheffler had to say, because Scottie Scheffler, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he shut down his Venmo account. Why, you ask? Apparently, there were too many requests coming in.
That's why I had to get rid of my Venmo, because I was either getting paid by people or people were requesting me a bunch of money when I didn't win. It wasn't a good feeling.
I wanted to follow up on that Venmo account you closed. What's the most someone would send you as a thank you? What's the most anybody...
Oh, I don't remember the most that somebody would send me. Maybe a couple bucks here or there. That didn't happen nearly as much as the request did.
Trolling Scottie Scheffler via Venmo is actually one of the funnier things I've heard.
Listen, just because you bet on someone, if they lose, they don't owe you anything. You bet on them. That's how gambling works.
But also, like, what was Scottie Scheffler's Venmo? Was it just Scottie Scheffler and then it's like him holding a golf club? Like, be a little more subtle, my guy.
It
You're
probably
world
was.
Famous.
It probably was. It probably was. That's why I don't even like mine. Mine's not even public. Like, you know how your transactions can be public. Why are you letting people know how much money you're giving and receiving?
You know, the thing about stalking is I follow a journalistic rule. The first three words, follow the money. The amount of people who leave their Venmos open, child's play sometimes.
I don't understand. It's like when you give someone, a stranger, your phone to take a picture of you, like you and somebody, you're out with people, you always open it to the locked version of the camera. You know how you can go to the camera?
Yeah.
Because if you unlock it, I'm going to sit here and not be surprised when someone has opened up your Venmo account, transferred money to themselves, whatever, and they act like they're taking pictures the whole time. Then at the end, they just snap a couple of shots.
You're just letting scammers hold your phone? What's happening here?
Got to be more careful than that.
Do you feel pressure when someone gives you the phone and says, take a photo? Because I feel an immense amount of pressure to get that photo correct.
No.
How would you mess it up exactly?
Well, like some people want it framed a different way, or if they want the scenic background, they want that in there. It's like that's where they like. I feel like every time I hand the phone back to them, they look at it like, "Ugh, bad photo." I feel like a sense of
what's the old? There's a saying, I just can't come up with it right off the top of my head, but there's a point in which you start taking photos, and the person looks at the photos, they're not happy with the photos. I'm like, bro, that's not me. That's the subject.
Yeah, that's your ugly face.
Yeah, you're ugly. What do you want me to do?
Can you hold your hands up all the way and then tilt? Like, no, there's no. And then you're going to filter it and put some eyelashes on and some animal ears. Like, what happens next in this game we play?
The bunny ears are really popular.
Did you ever see the meme? It was like Steve Harvey and it said, stop doing this to your pics. And it was like normal Steve Harvey and then like him airbrushed with like a Snapchat filter. It was hilarious. My favorite is when people think they're slick and they Photoshop themselves and the phone that they're holding up is like, it looks like it's melted on the bottom.
We got to be better as a public. We just got to be better.
I don't know. The people you're fooling on Facebook probably believe it.
I'm just discouraged by where we are in the digital age.
But if there's anything this has taught you, why are your Venmos public?
Yeah, don't go right now and make your Venmo transaction public or private, excuse me.
Also, people, again, there's more than one Layla Rahimi. I think there's a lot of times where people send somebody else money. And I'm like, I never got that Venmo. And they're like, oh, I sent it to Layla Rahimi. And I'm like, that's not my Venmo.
That's why they have the last four digits of your phone number to verify that you're sending to the right person. They ask you that question for a reason.
But shout out to her, because I think I've gotten her a lot of money.
I'm sorry. Did they end up paying you also?
Yeah, it was fine.
Okay.
But the point is, what you think you may know on Venmo, confirm. We will do transition next with the aforementioned Mark Rohde And Rami Makhlouf, I got to go.
That's cool.
Leaving it to you.
You go. We'll go out to Lindenhurst next. Golf and Links. We're going to have a good time with these two guys as they are maybe working on their shots like Robbie Triana does. Yeah, maybe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.